Ever wondered if that UFO sighting was a secret government project?
Not because they didn't go to the moon, but because they seen something on the moon they weren't supposed to.
Or if ancient civilizations really had alien architects.
Like, so Roswell, obviously they think they recovered crafts and beings.
On Theorist Theorizing, wild speculation meets seasoned storytelling.
How they dug 2 kilometers below these pyramids and created all the structures that we're now finding.
Join the theorists as they dive into UFOs, cryptids, government cover-ups, true crime, and the weirdest theories the internet and humanity has to offer.
Giza and the pyramids itself being an energy source, you know?
It's not a lecture. It's a round table of curiosity, comedy, and what if.
Maybe they got tipped off by these U-boats that fled to Argentina, that there was something there.
Theorist Theorizing. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Revive Her, a transformative space where we break down walls to unearth the incredible power that lies within every woman. We're your hosts, Haley and Noel.
Dive into candid conversations about entrepreneurship, faith, and relationships, and the journeys that define us. Are you ready?
All right, guys, we are so excited today because we have Empowered coming in to talk about self-doubt. Now, this was requested specifically by you guys, and you submitted questions for them to answer. So who are the guests or the co-host of Empowered? Brittany Mills and Mandy Rogers are the host and producers of Empowered, a podcast and community highlighting inspirational women. And I love this. I love having another podcast on, like people who do podcasts, because we are not about competition. It's community over competition here. Yes. So both with their own unique journeys of cycle breaking, corporate ladder climbing, and entrepreneurship, they're dedicated to ensuring every girl and woman has a community of support.
Aww. Well, thank you, Haley. That's so sweet. We are, I think I can speak for both Mandy and I. We are very, very excited to be here this afternoon. Thank you so much. And it was a pleasure meeting you in person. Thankfully, we got to do that really early within our journey of meeting each other via the Instagram. So that's always nice.
Yes, I agree. Noelle, why don't you kick us off?
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourselves, and then can you share a bit about your own journey with self-doubt? What were some of the challenges that you both faced, and how did you navigate through them?
Wow, that is one heck of a question. So this is Mandy, and I will kick off here. So I was born and raised in the middle of nowhere, Vermont, very small town, not a lot happening there, and very quickly realized I was a little ostracized. So I'm from a family of addiction, really watching struggle with drugs, alcohol, all of it, running with the law. And that was very difficult from an early age to kind of see those seeds of self-doubt planted.
Yeah.
So immediately, like, I don't fit in. Things are uncomfortable. What the heck am I going to do? I don't want to be this, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be the things around me. And very quickly decided that that wasn't the path for me. And when I was 20, I packed everything up into my car and drove to Charlotte, North Carolina to try and find and have something more and be something more. And along that way, like when those seeds of doubt and self-doubt are planted so early for you, you definitely have to do a lot of intentional work of trying to cultivate different things from that and removing those and acknowledging that they're there and they're there for a reason. And that's okay, but we don't have to believe the stories they're telling. So I moved to Charlotte, found an incredible opportunity within a startup in staffing, and just really quickly worked my way there. I was a first generation college student. However,
wow.
I'm a dropout. So very fun little story there. I'm the first of my siblings to actually graduate high school. So some really big things to overcome there and move past. And I now, after spending some time within the startup world, have kind of transitioned into running my own business on the side of working within startups, still in tech. And it's been a beautiful journey. It's incredible. I am a chief of staff to CEOs on the side. So running my own business there to help support and nurture and provide my own growth. And then I work as a onboarding specialist manager for a tech-based platform out of San Francisco, which has been incredible. And then co-host Empowered with Miss Lovely Brittany Mills. And we really truly like have just both come together in this mission of finding and creating spaces for women to feel supported, to be able to speak about things that they wouldn't normally feel comfortable speaking about, and knowing that they're not alone in that journey. And it's been a beautiful and wonderful ride.
Dang. I knew some about you, Mandy, but I didn't know all of that. And if anybody could experience self-doubt, it's you. So to hear your journey and like your story, and I'll say this too, they have an episode on Empowered where Mandy and Brittany both go into their stories deeper. So she'll go into that a lot deeper in detail on their podcast episode. But geez, if anybody could experience self-doubt and not overcome it, it could be you, but like you did the dang thing. So like, I want to commend you on that because you have turned out to be such a beautiful human and you're so successful. And this is only the beginning. Like I got a small taste of it. I got to see, and like, it's just the beginning for you. Brittany, can you share a little bit about your journey?
Yes, absolutely. I don't know how I can follow up that one because it was so good. But yeah, so I am from Columbia, South Carolina. I am a first generation college attender, graduated from the University of South Carolina with early education degree. I taught for a year. I was a second grade teacher in Columbia, Casey specifically. I learned that I was very hyper focused on the well-being and mental health of my students rather than their academics. A lot of my students were struggling to survive rather than learning what 5 times 2 was, or even 100 plus 200, whatever. And I could not pull myself out of that focus area of their well-being and survival portion of their life. And so mentally, I just was very self-aware and had to check myself like, hey, this is actually not for me. So I ended up resigning from teaching and I looked at my mom and I said, Mom, I'm moving to Charlotte, whether I have a job or not. And I think that that's where I was able to overcome that self-doubt of being like, hey, I'm going to make it either way. But of course, I struggled with it a little bit, being like, hey, you're making a really big move. Granted, it's 1.5 hours from Columbia and my mom's doors are always open for me, but it's something that I really wanted to do. So I did it. I moved to Charlotte in June of 2022. I took a couple of months off of work and then started in the headhunting industry, so recruiting, in September of 2022. And through that journey, I also went on reality television, which if you can imagine the self-doubt that you have with presenting yourself in front of the whole entire world, it gets pretty intense. But for me and my story, I can say that it was actually very beautiful and very incredible. I met wonderful people. I had a beautiful experience. And honestly, I'll cherish it for the rest of my life. But when you think about it and you boil everything down, it's like, oh my God, what do I look like on TV? What did I say something dumb? Like, does that sound weird? How are people going to perceive this? Oh, I'm on here being like, yeah, I'm not going to have sex with you on television. Oh, am I going to get judged for that? No, I do want to wait until we get married. Am I going to receive judgment from that? Or, you know, like I'm talking about being a Christian and like reading my Bible and like reading devotions every single night before bed. Like, is someone going to accept that? And lo and behold, God did his thing and put someone directly in front of me that wanted the same exact things. For those that don't know, it did not work out for the physical portion of it. Kenneth being a wonderful individual, but just not necessarily my person.
Yeah.
So after that, life has just sped up quicker than I can keep up, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Which also does kind of intertwine that self-doubt of like, okay, you know, am I doing enough? I am a type of person, I describe myself as a hamster on a hamster wheel. I don't have to stop.
This is so accurate.
I do not ever stop. My brain, I feel like, is still working while I'm sleeping on like what task I can check off the next day. But I appreciate that about myself, but it does come with like, okay, what can I be doing more of? And sometimes I need to be told like, actually, you need to be doing a little bit
more. Yeah.
So since then, in January, I officially officially made it official. My Beauty by B, which is my hair and makeup business. So I do hair and makeup for pageants, proms, weddings, photo shoots, runways, or you want to get super glam for your work Christmas party, I'll be happy to do that as well. I've been in the beauty industry for 6 years now. And I do have a business partner by the name of Corey King that I do this with. And then in addition to that, Mandy and I actually met at my corporate job, which was honestly such a blessing. It happened so organically. And she kept telling me like, hey, I have always wanted to do a podcast. And I'm like, a podcast needs some following. Mm-hmm. You know, no idea what I've been up to the past few months, but hey, if you can take the reins and if you can set the ground, I'm happy to walk hand in hand with you. And so, what was it? February, I was in LA recording the reunion and we were texting about it. And I came back the next week and we really hit the ground running with this, which is wild. And so, that is what we've been up to. And then, just this past Tuesday, I ended up turning in all of my equipment to Corporate America and said, sayonara, and I'm taking a chance on myself. So, that's my story.
That is so crazy because I feel like that is, your story is so similar to my story as well, but also how our podcast began, because mm-hmm. we were exactly the same. Like, let's just do it. We had this dream of just making an impact. And even working in the beauty industry as well, I feel like people don't realize all that goes into working in the beauty industry. I've been in the beauty industry myself for 15 years. And it's just like, that is some hard work right there. And it's like, I feel like people think it's just all glitz and glam and all of this, but they truly don't understand on the other side, the hard work, but also that impact that you can make on people just mm-hmm. through being in the beauty industry. And then pairing that with your podcast, like, it's literally the ultimate impact.
I agree. And I think too, I've been recently very, very passionate about your network and networking and how, you know, it helps you so much. And it's all about the people that you know. And I cannot tell you how many times I've been sitting there doing like a daughter of a mother, obviously, for prom or a pageant. And I'm talking to them and they're like, oh, what do you do? What about this? What about that? And we're asking each other questions. And it's like, oh my God, wait, you do that too? Like, let's connect here. Or there's just been so many different opportunities and I've met so many different people that just expand my reach of mm-hmm. opportunities. So definitely agree there.
What is your favorite way to combat self-doubt? Like, what has worked for you specifically?
Oh, I love this question. I think I like to say I am always still working on it, right? Like yep. self-doubt, I don't know that there's an age or like a time frame in your life where that ever goes away. I would love to know, like, if somebody has eliminated self-doubt, please let me know. I would love to chat with you and understand that fully. So I think as I grow and evolve as a human, it really changes. Mm-hmm. But for me right now, it's like, first and foremost, aware of who and what I'm surrounding myself with. So the biggest piece for me is like, okay, what is triggering my self-doubt? Mm. What is making me feel this and how can I do less of that? So for example, on Instagram and social media, I am really intentional about who I follow. I like to keep it really, really small, and not because mm-hmm. I don't want to support endless amounts of women. And sometimes women are doing wonderful, crazy things that put seeds of self-doubt in for me.
Yeah,
and it's like,
yeah,
I yeah. find myself comparing. And it's like, I have to be really intentional about that. So mm-hmm. I'm intentional about the people that I surround myself with to ensure that they're people that are uplifting and cheering for me and supporting me. I don't want somebody who is supporting me and cheering for me to my face and maybe not behind my back.
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
feel that genuine connection. And then intentional about social media, about the consumption. It's such a tricky one where it will
oh, yeah. end
it of self-confidence you've built. Mm-hmm. And then the days where I'm like feeling really, really yucky, kind of low on myself, I fall back into my routine. So it's like falling back into the things, like I like to get up in the morning and go for a walk. Mm-hmm. I like to get a quick workout in. I love a workout that makes me feel strong and empowered. And sometimes it's like, I just need to go like put some makeup on, put a fun dress on and like just feel good about myself, take myself to dinner. Small things that just make me feel like me and spending time on me.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
love that.
That's really good, Mandy.
Okay, Brittany, so how would you say that your self-confidence changed after being on reality TV?
Thankfully, it's got to be God because it couldn't have been anybody else. While I was on the show, I experienced my highest confidence, which is crazy.
Wow, yeah.
I really did. And even so, for those that don't know, I was on Love is Blind, and you go on the show and you're not able to see the other person on the other side. Truthfully, even my physical being, I was like, I even feel confident physically. And I can openly admit that actually my physical presence is the area that I am most self-conscious about. So, and transparently speaking here, I see self-doubt and the confidence piece in two different ways, in two different areas or playing fields. As far as self-doubt for me, I'm like, I'm okay here, but like self-confidence, I'm really, really hard on myself there.
Yeah.
In reality TV, while I was there and while I was filming, I was like, wow, like I feel good. Mm-hmm. And it was crazy. And it even kind of like surprised me because once again, everyone puts in that doubt and everyone thinks in that stereotype, like, oh, you're in front of a camera. You're thinking like, this is just going to, oh gosh, like you're doubting this and you're doubting that. But truthfully, by the grace of God, I felt more confident as far as my presentation while I was filming. However, going back and viewing, of course, I'm looking at the TV screen and I'm seeing myself up there and I'm like, oh God. And you know what they say? They're like, you know, you get on camera, it adds 10 pounds. Mm-hmm. And so where I struggle with self-confidence of like my body image, I'm like, oh geez, like here I go, like looking frumpy and fluffy, like, geez, I don't want to see that, all of that. But I think at this point, it's like no one knows what I'm struggling with as far as self-confidence goes, right? And so everyone's coming to me and they're like, oh my God, you look absolutely stunning. And I'm like, wait. And so finally, I'm like finally listening to these people. And that's hard to do sometimes. It's like, accept the flowers, accept your compliments. And I have to give it to my friend. I have to give it to Mandy. She is bound and determined to make sure that I have very positive, intentional self-talk and that I accept my flowers. And I think that she has taught me so much within the span of literally all we've only known each other for now 7 months. Yeah. 7 months, six months. Yeah. 7 months.
Yeah.
And which is insane, but it's that piece right there of like, hey, accept your flowers, accept the things that, you know, people are telling you, which are so good and true. I think that helps with self-doubt for sure.
Yeah. I love that because I know personally, I struggle with that. I'm like the person that when someone gives me a compliment, I combat it with something negative. Like I'm really bad about that. And my mom has always said that I'm a blessing blocker. Like when people are like building me up. And I feel like as women, we just do that. That's like our first instinct is to just like tear ourselves apart and nitpick ourselves. So that is like, that's great advice, I feel.
Yeah. No, and I love, good shout out to your mom about a blessing blocker.
Yes.
I've never heard it put in that, you know, those terms. And I love it. I love it.
So either of you can answer this one, but I really like this question that was submitted. Do you believe that self-doubt can be beneficial for certain seasons of life?
While I try to be kind and, you know, present myself in like a patient way, always present with kindness, I think being constructive to yourself, and sometimes that's kind of roughing up the edges with a little bit of sandpaper, is not detrimental, it's beneficial. And the reason that I say that is you're being realistic with yourself. You're being honest. You are, you know, laying those ground rules. You're looking at yourself and being like, okay, yeah, like I can improve here. And sometimes it's like, I need to improve in X area. But there's a fine line between being self-critical and self-constructive, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So I think that one of the first things I got on here and said is like, I'm a work in progress. And I think keeping that in mind, like self-doubt, in my opinion, you're like watering the seeds of I'm not good enough.
mm-hmm. or I'm not enough. Whereas self-criticalness, it's like, so for example, my workout routine for the last, like I've been pretty consistent the last couple of months, but the last 2 weeks I have been off of it entirely. Mm-hmm. And so instead of sitting here and perpetuating this, like, oh my gosh, I'm not good enough. How can I not keep up? What's going on here? I like give myself a little bit of grace and gentleness to say like, hey, you're not where you want to be. And you have to have honesty with yourself.
Yeah.
Of not like, I'm not doing what I want to do. I'm not holding myself to that integrity. Like have some integrity with yourself. What yeah. is your setting? And then evaluate from there, but don't let it become negative self-talk, right? Like don't let it become like, wow, I'm worthless because I didn't do this. Or I'm a terrible person because I'm not keeping up with this. It's like, hey, I'm a human. I'm in a busy season, but I'm not meeting my own expectations to take care of myself right now. What can I do better? And it's like, I think Brittany mentioned that really fine line. And I think that's what it is. It's like talking to yourself gently, but firmly, and knowing where your goals, values, all of those things lie and where you're falling short of those to then bring yourself back to where you want to be.
Gosh, that's really good too. Man, y'all are just bringing, this is why we had you on here. Y'all are bringing wisdom for our women. To wrap things up, girls, how can women support each other in overcoming self-doubt and like building confidence? Because again, Brittany, you said it earlier, like community plays such a big role, those relationships that pour yeah. into us. So like, how can we, if like we see our friend struggling or someone we don't even know that's having this self-doubt, how can we help them in building that confidence and overcoming it?
Yeah, I think Brittany and I have done this for each other. It's so beautiful to find relationships. So first off, like find the women that are going to do that for you, right? Like you mm-hmm. can tell off the bat if there's a woman who says, hey, like, I want to support you in this, right? And you mm-hmm. can tell the ones who maybe aren't there yet in their journey, like give them the space, but maybe they're not in your top five, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So one thing, like Brittany and I are really honest with each other. And I think it's like when I hear Brittany saying something, so I always am like, I want to talk to myself the way I would want to talk to Brittany.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Like, talk to yourself the way you talk to somebody you care about. And mm-hmm. so like, I see Brittany, like, let's say, for example, this is something we always know. If we're going to record a podcast and our podcast is video, right? So mm-hmm. we get on and sometimes the first thing, like we open it up and she has something mean to say to herself. I am all about like your self-talk determines like your thoughts, right?
Yes,
like
it's
so yes. huge. And so before we can move forward, I'm like, I want you to like say something out loud that's kind to yourself. Like,
yeah.
We don't move forward. And it's like, but if you hear your friends like tearing each other down and tearing themselves yeah. down, it's like, hold them accountable to say like, hey, is that how you would show up for me?
And that's like so simple, but it's so true. Like that's just, yeah. that's, it's a powerful thing.
And to speak towards that, I think on the flip side, I try, yes, well, I always, you know, kindness is the first way. I think being very direct and be honest. I mean, even yesterday, Mandy and I were having a phone conversation and I was like, dude, you are capable of doing these small tasks. Like, do not convince yourself that they are larger than you. Mm-hmm. And don't allow yourself to convince yourself like, mm-hmm. yeah, I can't do this. And so I think having those people in your circle that are really raw. You don't need those people in your circle that are always going to tell you what you want to hear.
Oh, yes, yes.
Let me pat you on the butt.
Yes.
Like, oh, no. Like you're going to need those people to be like, hey, I'm going to remind you that you're absolutely capable of X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need you to show up for yourself and I'm going to need you to get it done. Like
yeah.
some people would be like,
light a fire.
Yeah, but like, it's, you have to have those people
yes.
in your life. And you also too have to have those people that are going to be, you know, to embrace you and give you that hug and give you that gentleness. That is my Mandy for 1,010%. And as I'm sure it's very evident, I am her like, hey, I'm going to put some sandpaper on your shoulders and you're going to be okay. Cause I know mm-hmm. you have it. So I think just having a well-rounded core group and community and yeah. like being very honest.
Also, if you're looking to find those, like I know a lot of people are like, okay, build your community, build your group, build your people, right? Like where do you start if you don't have that? I think that's really important. Like get yourself out to events. I know locally here in Charlotte, we have so many mm-hmm. different events of women who are like coming to that space because they want to find other women yeah. to be in their tribe, be in their circle. Put yourself out there on social media. Like social media is such a big tool. Like slide into someone's DMs. If you see a girl that you're like, hey, I think we totally vibe, slide into her DMs and be like, hey, I want to be your friend. If she says no, she's not someone you want to be friends with anyway. She doesn't match your vibe.
And it's not weird.
It's not weird. Make the connection so you can have those people that really for you and water your garden too.
Yes.
Ladies, take notes of this. And if you want more of this wisdom, where can they find you guys if they want to connect with you?
Yes, please come and find us. Speaking of events, we actually have efforts and goals to have an event each month here in Charlotte, North Carolina. So if you are local to the Charlotte area, please come. So first off, Empowered is our podcast. Instagram is Empowered Pod. So make sure to find us there. And then personally, I am Brittany Mills 123. My beauty page is beauty by underscore Brittany Mills. And then Miss Mandy here.
And then personally, you can find me at Mandy Rogers VT. And then I do want to give a plug to our website, Empowered Podcast. So if you're looking to listen to the podcast, subscribe, find us on socials, and or see what events we have coming up, it's probably the easiest place to see all of those things. And then we release a new episode every single Tuesday. So check it out and give it a listen. And if you love it, share it, all of those things.
And we'll have all of that linked in the show notes for you guys.
And thank you guys so much for joining us today. I loved this. I love connecting with you all. It is always great, I feel like, in this space to just find like-minded people to do life with. So we appreciate you so much.
We appreciate you all. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, this was phenomenal.
Catch you guys next time.
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to rate the show, follow us on Instagram, leave a review on Apple, and check out our website, reviveherpodcast.com.